there have been a number of names that people have used, like self-management and self-determination and self-regulation. A lot of people have used self-control, self-responsibility, self-instruction, self-directed, personal management. There's a whole lot of those. I think one thing you need to do is to think about, why do you want to get into self-regulation in the first place? A lot of data shows that it improves performance of students. Another reason is it increases pupils' self-confidence. Another reason for getting involved in it is it increases chances of generalization. And I think another reason for getting into it is it provides practice and basic skills. Because when you're working on self-recording, self-monitoring, self-graphing, and all of that, it really fits into basic skills. And I think another reason for getting involved in the regulation thing is that it really is the transition skill, if done properly, because it goes back to generalization. Because if you're learning those kinds of things about self-recording and self-goal setting, then presumably, if you're taught those things, say, in third grade, then presumably they will carry into middle school and high school and adult life and college.